The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am your host. I am here. This is September the 29th. Oh, my gosh. Boy, is this month whipping by fast. Hey, you are listening to Waking Up in America, dynamic radio dialogues on issues that matter. And we are listening to you. We're really listening to you, and we're listening to your questions and your comments. It's our 23rd year of radio, and we want to thank today's title sponsors for making this show possible. We want to thank Sir Jason Winter's EMS Global One and LA Lifestyle. Later on, you'll hear about other people that are helping to support us. You want to ask a question while we're on the air? You just simply send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com. Once again, that's val@wakingupinamerica.com. I'm Dr. Val Kirkgaard, and in 1984, I carried the Olympic torch. And once your torch gets lit, boy, it's lit. There's a lot of people on this show that have had their torches lit in different ways. Today, I invite you to light yours and to join the standards held forth by all bearers of this 2,000-year-old flame. One of the reasons I love this whole concept is that the Olympics stand for global unity and global expression at their highest field, which is Sidious Altius Fortius, swifter, higher, stronger. Our guests actually reflect these values, and today we decided not to have guests. We decided that there's enough hot information occurring for all the people who are on this show right now that we wanted to share it with you. So Bob Sercosta says that of the Home Shopping Network says that we're doing radio that changes the world, and help us make that true. You can actually refer friends to listen. The show is live right now, and about 5 to 6 hours later, it actually goes into our archives. And you go to our website at wakingupinamerica.com, go into the archives, and you'll find it. We're a little bit behind on the update. My forgiveness is requested of you. You can still archive the show, but we're showing last week's show, and for some reason, the current show is not showing there. So let me know what happens with all of this, but you can go through the archives and access today's show, even though we're showing a past show. I have a message from Chalene Nightingale, who is actually our governor of the de jure Republic of California. And Chalene says, comment for your show. She's been running into a lot of trouble. Dear old Meg is trying to make sure that nobody mentions her anywhere and has actually been suing people that mention Chalene. And once you meet Chalene, you'll know why they want to keep the hat on this woman. Although we've been shut out of the debates, we have at least broken through the media wall, Fox News, ABC News, and CBS, in addition to the wonderful John and Ken show. So John and Ken are the number one rated talk show in California with over 1 million listeners. Now, here's the cool part of this. Even though she's being shut out all over the place, she only shows up in the polls as other, okay? And other is now at 29%, which is pretty darn good when they've been trying to do this blanket cover-up of her. So keep supporting other. Put the name Chalene Nightingale in your hat. Write it in your appointment book and make sure that you vote for this incredibly interesting American Independent Party woman, because you're going to love what she stands for. She's a force to be reckoned with, and I see her as the next governor of California. So in the de facto world as well as the de jure world. So CW of EMSGO. .org, global1.org, right? CW?
EMS Global One, Emergency
Yeah, you actually have a little thing you'd like to rant and rave about, which we always love to have people ranting on the radio, so go for it.
You know, the White House is promoting Mr. President Obama as a Christian. And on an interview that's on the media right now, he stated that he is a Christian and that he accepted Jesus Christ because of his precepts. Now, folks, if you're a Christian, it has nothing to do with precepts. It's a relationship. If you're
what is
a Christian,
a precept?
You have a relationship with Jesus.
What is a precept?
It's not because of precepts.
What is a precept?
Let's pick up the phone and ask him, because I'm not sure. I didn't think he knew what to say, because in his nature that he does when he doesn't know what to say, he doesn't say anything, stutters for a moment, then something weird comes out of his mouth. And then, and this is what he said, and it just blows my mind that we are buying into this and that the White House, if I was the White House, I'd be embarrassed at trying to promote this. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable that they're trying to do this, and he turns around and just says to the whole nation, well, it's the precepts that lead me to...
I have absolutely no idea what that word means in this context. Are you aware of the fact that this, quote, precepted Christian, actually, I have video footage from YouTube stating that he was born in Kenya, coming right out of his mouth, coming out of his wife's mouth, coming out of the guy in Kenya that's made the birthplace historical. Anybody wants a copy of this, send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com, and I'll send you the link. Also, CW, did you see, I don't know what I did with it, but did you actually happen to see that picture of Barack Obama? You know how U.S. presidents have American flags behind them?
And...
You saw the one with all the yellow flags?
All the yellow flags. I've heard about it, but I have not seen that one yet.
Yeah, what color, where do yellow flags come from, guys? Those are Muslim flags.
Yes, it is.
So we have a president of the United States with no United States flags behind him and Muslim flags claiming to be precepted as a Christian?
Yeah. Now, in all fairness, precepts is like a commandment or like an instruction or an order. And so I suppose what he likes is taking instruction or orders or commandment from Jesus Christ. Now, if that's true and he follows through with them, yeah, I guess I can buy into that a little bit. But just to say that he's a Christian because of precepts don't work for me. It's a relationship with Jesus. That's what Christianity is. It's a relationship. It's not a religion. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. And on top of that, did you see what he did with the Obama health care bill this week and what's happening?
I'm going to let you talk about it because it makes me crazy.
Oh, here's what's happening here. You have 22,000 people that have a Medicare plan with Harvard Pilgrim health care, who are losing this all due to the Obama health care. Now, nationwide, we have 11 million people on Medicare. It's predicted that in the next 4 years, 7 million people will lose their Medicare health supplement all because of the Obama health care. And there's one other thing. You're not going to believe this. You have insurance companies dropping children and won't write children because of the Obama health care.
Say it again.
Children are no longer available for insurance under some of the insurance plans back east. And I wonder, what's up with that? How could we, as a nation, sit back and allow this to happen? This is
outrageous.
Well,
first of all, we didn't know this was happening because nobody reads the 40,000 paid bills that go through.
Now, here's the kicker. He goes on. He's in Wisconsin. He goes on. He's telling the whole group, change is coming. Now, wait a minute. Wasn't that 2 years ago, 3 years ago he started that? And we're 2 years into office now, and
change has come.
You know,
we've reduced our privileges, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a sign that said it best. I'll keep my guns. I'll keep my freedom. You keep the change. Don't need it, folks. And if you want real change, let me tell you about real change. If you want real change, you need to go to the republicoftheunitedstates.org. republicoftheunitedstates.org. If you want real change, go there. These people are making a difference.
Debbie, any questions or comments?
I was just trying to look up a little bit about Obama's little speech, and I just can't believe the way he says what he says. Actually, no, but I do recommend the website that CW just mentioned, because I think that there's an important movement that people need to understand that they have an out and they have a way to survive and they have a way to live that's a lot better than what we've been offered through the existing de facto government. It's been pretty crazy out there.
So Andy Valesio is on the spot. He's just sent me an email requesting what Ron Hayes actually sent me just this morning. So, Andy, good job. Here it comes. Ron, thank you. I love this video. It just absolutely proves beyond a shadow of a doubt, as far as I'm concerned, that it doesn't matter when you're in power and in charge and you run everything. It doesn't even matter that you flaunt our government, our Constitution, with executive orders. If you notice, Bush has got that started really good, and Obama seems to love that process. Executive orders actually bypass the people, we the people, and they bypass Congress. And then Congress blatantly admits on more than one occasion that they don't even read the bills before they vote on them. So that's one horror show that's happening here. And obviously, you know, when Bush lost the election in Ohio, it was rigged so that it appeared that he did win the election. The election officials actually were sent to jail for election corruption. Kerry won the exit polls, and Bush won by more people than were registered in that particular district. So it's clear that the law doesn't mean anything anymore. It's clear that the Constitution doesn't mean anything anymore. And if you don't like what's going on here, say it one more time, CW. Where should they go and sign up?
republicoftheunitedstates.org. republicoftheunitedstates.org. And you're right, Dr. Val. What's happening is we have an increasing and alarming rate of the authorities inventing law. We call that color of law. And as long as we believe it's law, then they'll continue to shove it at us.
So
folks,
stop believing it, okay?
People are waking up, and they're learning that what we're being told is not law, and they're starting to hold people accountable. And that's what republicoftheunitedstates.org will be doing. They are going to hold the authorities accountable.
We're already doing it. You don't have to pick up a gun. You have to pick up a pen. You have to write. You have to go over to the website. You have to sign up, and that's what you do. And when the numbers are and by the way, folks, we're funded, okay? So the de facto government is going bankrupt as we speak. We're funded. We're Christian. God knows what they are at this point. Big liars, as far as I can tell. Kelby, welcome back. We have missed you so much. Do you have any questions or comments on what we're talking about here?
No, I don't have any questions or comments on what you're talking about. I'd be more than happy if you want me to use this time now to give you an update on as to what has transpired in the last week. It's up to you.
I would love that. And what I want to do is find out what Ken has to say first, then we're going to come back to you so you can give us the transpiring, okay?
You got it.
Mr. Cousins.
Hey, can I lateral that ball back over to Kelby? I think the foundation of the show this week is what Kelby's going to report, and then the other points of discussion will come out of that. So,
I love it.
Let me set this up for you. Last week, the Republic went in hyper gear, and thousands upon thousands of people stood up, came together, and they became one.
Oh, my God.
There was a vote created. They voted on three different items. They all passed unanimously. This is seated. It is legal. It is lawful. It is the real deal now. And, folks, if you want to make a change, all you got to do is stand up. say enough is enough. You've got the Republic of the United States.org helping you now. You want a voice? You have your own voice? We will help you with that voice. Just stand up.
Okay, here's our lateral pass to Kelby. Run with it, Kel.
Wow. I don't know what more I could do than that. I could talk about specifics. Basically, for about a month and a half, well, we've been working on it, obviously, for a long time, but the last month and a half, we got assigned a pretty big task. And the long of it, short of it, is we went through a division with the old organization, and that was actually cleansing and a good thing. We reorganized, put new leaders in place, and disseminated the power from us training to bringing it to the regional levels. We worked hard, and I mean very hard, contacting all the parties, getting them rebanded, getting them joining, getting them convening so that they could put their legislative body together, the statesmen and the delegates. We then were given basically a 24 to 48 hour window to sit down and plan the evening event. We went through a couple of arguments as to the structure of how that event was to take place, because it's the first time ever that a government was seated to this capacity, this size, over the phone. And so the structure of the back end had to be authentic. It had to be verifiable. And the team came together beautifully. We have three separate systems of verification, and quite honestly, the vote was 500 to 1. 500 Whoa. To 1. So we're going through. We have been faxed and sent their voicemails as a follow-up confirmation, meaning the statesmen and the delegates, to their votes. And we're going through and classifying each fax into its own, making sure that they coincide with the original vote. So not only do we have a fax confirmation with a signature, a voice confirmation, a caller ID to their phone number confirmation, and the event itself with the underlining recording, video recording, and screen capturing of the entire event. It was a momentous event. We were crying. We were high-fiving. We were on top of the world, and it's done. Now we need to do the hard work, which is educate the world as to what has transpired.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so pleased to be a part of this, you know, meeting UCW in person down in your office and signing the documents that we signed so long ago. Actually, it hasn't been that long ago. I think that's what's even more astounding about this. What is this, 8 months or something we've been at this? 9 months, something?
Or less.
Or less?
Or
we
less.
We pulled this off. This is how fed up people are. This is how actually awake people are, okay? We go around telling everybody wake up. Well, there's sure a lot of people snoozing. But there's more people awake, kicking, acting, signing, and moving than ever before. And I really actually want to take this opportunity to apologize to the 50 people that I called yesterday, telling them that the troops were in alignment and that we're going to the gold standard today and that they should go out and get gasoline and food and stuff, which I did, all of that, because I totally believe that, because I know that the de facto government is going bankrupt. But I also want you to know that if I get information that I think is so and I think it's going to harm you in any way, and I'm going to let you know. So
now wait a minute.
I have to back up on this. I feel a little bit like a moron, and I know you think I'm not a moron for having done this, CW, but
yeah.
You can
no,
say what
you're
what
good,
I say
but now. You said something that really interests me. You said you went and got food, and I'm just wondering what's for lunch.
Come on over and find out. I got some pretty slick stuff over here at the house.
Can I bring Kelby? You know, we're both very hungry.
I would love it if you would bring Kelby over. And Ken, you can drive up too, and Debbie will fly you down or drive you down in a limo, you know?
Hey, I will beat you out of house and home.
Hey,
Val, I think we have a new nickname for CW. It's called Sir Lunches a Lot.
or Breakfast a Lot.
So anyway, I'm making this call. I'm going to send out an email to everybody. Tell them to listen to the show. I'm glad I have all of my money out of my bank account, but I got to go put some in so I can cover a few bills. I don't know how this is going to work. You know, Ken, maybe at some point you can let us know how this is going to work too.
Well, let me, if I may,
please
step in. Just to answer this subject, you know, the art of prophecy, prediction, or whatever you want to call it, is such that something is brought to awareness in the collective mind and said that this is a possibility that potentially may be created. But if it doesn't happen, doesn't mean it was a false prophecy or prediction. It means things shifted, because we are ultimately in control of our reality here. And so I would suggest that you don't look at it as if you said something that didn't happen, therefore it was false, it was a false alarm or whatever. And the fact is, this is only Wednesday at midday. We're right in the middle of the week. Does not mean these events that potentially may happen are not going to not happen in the next 48 hours.
You know what I found out interesting, Ken, about this? I found out that how people tell this stuff is going to happen frequently is they check the aftermarket. Did you know about this?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, a lot of things like that.
Maybe mention the aftermarket and how that works so people can see if there's unusual movement.
Well, let me just point at the foundation of what's going on here. The bottom line is this. We have a convergence. Literally, I would like people to understand, we are living in this moment, this week, in one of the most unprecedented historical weeks of man's existence, at least for the last 1,000 years. There's a convergence of events, certainly in the history of our country. There is a convergence of events that has never happened before. The United States, as we all know, is a corporation. Corporations have fiscal years. That means at the end of a 12-month period, they have to close their books on the preceding 12 months and move into a new budgeted year. It's no different for the United States as a corporation, because that is all it is. So the U.S. fiscal year ends tomorrow, the 30th. What that means is that a new budget has to be put forward. There has to be a mechanism of a continuum from the old fiscal year to the new, and there has to be a means to fund the next year. The Federal Reserve / United States Corporation is at the end of a run where the global community has said, we are not going to carry your worthless paper. We're not going to float your boat. And this is happening from the ground up by all of the efforts of individuals and groups across this nation who are saying no to the fraud of the banks and refusing to buckle under and have their homes stolen, and even if they're pushed out, they're still fighting it, and so forth. That is having a massive effect. You may not think it's working. You may think, oh, I got evicted, I lost my house. But I want everybody to know that's absolutely not true. We are pushing the tide against this onslaught, and we're pushing it back from the bottom up. And at the same time, the global community, all those nations and major players who have been buying up the U.S. debt for decades and decades have said, no, this is it. We will not do it anymore. So come Friday, the new fiscal year, you know, they're floating without a paddle. Along with that, the convergence is other events, such as the global revaluation, the RV, of a basket of currencies with the Iraqi dinar in the center of it. You have simultaneously the formal, lawful seeding of the National Republic, which CW and Kelby were just talking about. It's irrefutable, it's uncontestable, and cannot be undone. It is done. So we have all these things converging at the exact moment in history, in this time, in this week. And whatever may happen, you know, maybe, you know, the troops won't be here on the streets tomorrow, and maybe things look normal Friday through the weekend, but I can guarantee you things are rapidly shifting. And all we have to do is stay gathered together as one in the Republic and begin to fulfill what we're going to describe in the second half is what are the steps now that we need to take as a state republic and as a national republic.
So can I have a concern, okay?
Okay.
And the concern that I have is that I know that China and the U.S. hold the greatest amount of dinar in the world, and they probably hold some of those other current baskets. If they reevaluate the dinar, won't that take them out of their bankruptcy?
Well, I don't think you can put China and the U.S. in the same category. China is not anywhere near in any,
No, I said that wrong. Okay,
yeah,
I pulled China out of the picture. But since we're the second largest holder, our country or our corporation, won't that pull them out of the bankruptcy?
Okay, well, let's distinguish between the Federal Reserve and the United States Treasury. They are two distinctly different entities. What we're talking about is the bankruptcy of the Federal Reserve, not necessarily the U.S. Treasury.
Now, see, I didn't get that, so thank you.
So, again, I do not profess to know everything about this or say that this is exactly, because, believe me, anybody who is very educated about all these factors, if they were to say, oh, I know exactly what's going to happen, they're fools or they're liars, because nobody can really know. This is such a large dynamic thing. So that, again, is why I say to you, don't think you gave out false information. If it doesn't happen, it just means things are going on that are morphing and shifting moment by moment.
You have no idea how happy you make me, okay?
Okay, good. So, but the bottom line is this, that what we're talking about is a switch to a different currency. And the new currency would be Treasury issued, not Federal Reserve notes that circulate as a medium of exchange that people call money. So if what we're anticipating does happen, then the Treasury would be, there would be a switchover. Federal Reserve notes would be converted into Treasury notes or Treasury bills. That would still be a medium of exchange that we use in the context of money. So the key is what's possibly going on, because we all expected, it seemed like from all of our sources of information, that the RV was absolutely set and going to happen the last couple of days, and it didn't. So there is a possibility here that it's being held back for another week or two so that this switch can take place. And then what you're talking about, possibly, I don't know for sure, but it's very possibly that those holdings of dinar by the United States may revert to the Treasury as opposed to the Federal Reserve, which would be a major distinction.
Well, I heard that some of the Federal, at least one of the Federal Reserve banks, had closed down. Is there any accuracy to that?
I won't say there's not accuracy, but I don't know for a fact one way or the other. But you see, the thing is that, okay, if I'm holding a few dinar and you have dinar and everybody else who has them, when the RV is announced, then they can take that dinar and exchange it for a active form of currency. So if that active form of currency a week from now is Treasury-issued notes or bills, then we're not exchanging it for Federal Reserve notes. We would be exchanging it for Treasury. Okay, so there's a difference. So really, we're in an open field run. We don't know what's going to happen. But your advice for people to be prepared, I'd rather have preparation and not have it happen than not be prepared and have it happen. You know, so people just have to remain calm. If it starts getting weird out there, just close the door, watch the show on TV, and just be safe and let it pass, because it will.
Oh, that's great. And we're right here at the half hour. And would like to actually thank the good guys that helped make Waking Up in America possible. We have Roberto's Bungalows in beautiful San Pancho, Mexico. Oh, my God, what a place to run away to. There's no swine flu going on down there. There is some problems in the border and at Mexico City. There aren't problems at San Pancho. It's a place that you would absolutely love to go. And because Mexico has taken such horrible PR from all the ways that we've tried to destroy it. And when I say we, I actually take responsibility for the fact that Barack Obama is my president, whether I like him or not. Because if I take responsibility for having this guy as my president, I can also get rid of him. And that's what I've been working on in the background. But as you notice, not quite so much the background. So San Pancho has Steve and Diana waiting for you, probably ready to give you a big good deal. Their telephone number is 971-239-4120. Tell them that you heard about them on Waking Up in America. I think you'll get a good discount. I really do, and I think you'll write me a letter and thank me for sending you to such a great place. Stardoves at 828-665-0411. These guys, when you buy a bundle of emails from them, they have a really solid mailing list of over 100,000 people that actually buy things. People that you'd actually like to do business with, some of the finest quality human beings I've ever met in my life, have come to me through Stardoves at 828-665-0411. I'm going to be starting another big advertising campaign with them to let you know that we are having a coffee shop actually opening up on the air. It's going to be on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. California time, and we're going to be having coffee and tea together at the Cafe Republic, okay? And Cafe Republic is going to teach you all the different kinds of wonderful things, background on the Republic, different things that we use to make the de facto world know that we don't have to follow all of their baloney things. CW is going to be co-hosting that with me. We'll be starting that in about a week or so, so we'll keep you posted on that. We'll let you know as soon as we've got the program set up, and hopefully Kelby will drop over there and we'll give – I've been threatening to inject Ken with caffeine because he doesn't want to get up that early in the morning, but I can't imagine doing this kind of conversation without him, so perhaps we'll have to figure out a way to make that something that he can do. So that's going to be happening real soon. Visit our website at wakingupinamerica.com and check out our video library. Sign up for our newsletter. They're free. And really, Race for the Rainforest, oh, my God, it's totally free. Sign up. Get the things coming to you. I don't even know. I've been doing this thing for like 10 years. I have no idea. At 7 square feet, it doesn't sound like much, but if you do it every day, oh, my God, you save a lot of rainforest, or you save American prairie, or you save oceans. Take your pick. Switch it around. Do something terrific. And I just love CW's voice and the way that he handles things. So CW, if you would let them know. Actually, Dale Norman won our emergency kit for this week or for this month. So congratulations, Dale Norman. I love giving it to a guy who's so active in the movement. What can I tell you? You got the lucky draw, buddy. CW, take it away and let them know all the other great people that are helping us. And
Jason Winter's tea,
yeah,
where Sir Jason believes that the strong immune system is the cornerstone of good health and a long life. And he believes this because the tea, the herbs he put together as a tea, helped him over 20-some years ago overcome a life-threatening situation, health situation he had. And he was able to use that to help boost his immune system, which is what actually helped take care of that situation he was in. If you want to know more about that, visit SirJasonWinters.com. That's SirJasonWinters.com. And also, if you're too busy to brew your tea, they have a product called Tribaline. Tribaline. It's a tablet form of a tea. And that's really good for the people that are on the go all the time. So if you're doing a lot of traveling, you're working a lot, you don't have time to sit and brew a cup of tea, get the Tribaline. It comes in one nice flavor, unlike the other teas, which we have some other great flavors in the brewed teas. But SirJasonWinters.com, you can go and listen and hear his story and read his story on how he created this and why he created this. That's SirJasonWinters.com. Also, we have LA Lifestyle Nutritional Supplements, the nutritional supplements for the stars. You know, they have this unique problem. You know, here in Los Angeles, a lot of people are concerned about their weight. Me not being one of them, of course. But LA Lifestyle, they have this product called the Fat Burner. And I think it's just so cool. I'm going to be learning more about it. And I invite everybody to go to LALifestyle.com in the search bar, click on that Fat Burner, put it right in Fat Burner, and you'll learn all about it and see if you find it as interesting as I do. That's
CW, let me hop in here for a minute, because whether the rest of the world knows it or not, we are the movie star capital of the world still. And looking good is probably one of the primary things that Angelenos and Hollywoodites love to do. So These are the products that are used by the people that love looking good, and they actually work for other ordinary people as well. So back to UCW.
Yeah, well, and they also have the antioxidants, and those who do juicing, they got juice boosters, and they got the minerals, and they have natural teas and nutritional oils and powders. They even got a sports fitness line that a lot of bodybuilders use, and I invite you to go look at that at LALifestyle.com. Then there's Emergency Management Solutions. They're the around the globe. They make the difference between life saved or life gone with their programs and products that they have available. The products they have available for the home are emergency kits. They have them for what's called a grab and go, which is like a backpack where you can grab it and go if you have to exit quickly. They're good for your car. You can store them at home as well. A lot of schools use
them. I want
them.
One of those. What do I have to do to get it from you? Who I'm a customer, and I want to get that from you. What do I do?
The best thing to do is just send me an email stating you want an order. Because on the website, the store is down at the moment, and I can send out all the information for people. And you can send me an email at the following address, cw@emsgo.org.
And how
CW at emsgo.org. Or you can send it directly to Dr. Val. We'll get it through that way.
Okay, here. That's cool, too. Do you have there's two people in my family, and I have another family that I know of that has four people in it. Does it come in different sizes? And does it have Basin Winners Tea in it?
There are standard kits that are 1, 2, and 4-person kits. And when I say these are kits, I want to remind everybody, every emergency kit you buy is a starter kit. Do not buy an emergency kit and think you're done, because you're not. This is just a small part of it. You need to now customize it, personalize it for yourself. Let me give you an example. You get a 4-person kit, there'll be from EMS Global One, you're going to have instructions inside on how you should prepare that kit for your family or for the four people. So if you have parents and two children, it'll instruct you to have other supplies available, like an extra pair of shoes, like an extra clothes, maybe a hat, information regarding your medical, regarding financial that you need to have and keep private, but you need to have it available with your kit. And you can also get smaller kits, what we call travel kits, that can go in your luggage. They don't contain any food and water, but they have little items that come in handy when emergencies approach you. So that's Emergency Management Systems around the globe. That's EMS.
Oh, thank you very much. That's totally perfect. Our dear Dr. Rutledge is recovering, actually, from his openings in New York and Los Angeles for $3 billion and counting. The death toll is mounting. Now, I have always appreciated Dr. Rutledge and what he's doing. And I loved meeting him in person, and I loved meeting the rest of you guys in person. Well, I loved having you come to my birthday party and stuff. That was the first time I met Dr. Rutledge in person. What a dynamic human being he is. I didn't really love the whole conversation of DDT because I was convinced it was a poison. And I lived most of my life convinced that DDT was a poison. And when Dr. Rutledge suggested that DDT was actually a miracle cure, I had to listen to him for about a half an hour before I started to get that I was probably wrong, and probably wrong because I'd been fed the wrong information and I had sucked up all that wrong information. So $3 billion and counting is his investigation into a man named Ruckelhaus. Please do see the film and you'll find the significance of this. And a decision that he made, probably one that he was paid to make, back in the 1970s to ignore all scientific evidence and all evidence about malaria and declare DDT a bad substance. The false information that was lined up against this substance was staggering. In the film, you will actually see Dr. Rutledge putting DDT on his cereal and eating his cereal. You will actually go to there's one DDT plant left in the world, and the only reason this place is left is because the International Monetary Fund does not owe them, is not paying them any money, and that place is in India, okay? So the Indians basically said, we don't care what you say because we're not taking anything from you. They've been making DDT there for years, and their factory workers are as healthy or healthier than anybody else in the world. So everything you've heard about DDT is a lie. But here's where it gets really nasty. This decision of Mr. Ruckelhaus, and please, you know, go check out the site, 3billionandcounting.com. Read up on all of this for yourself. This decision made back in the 70s is causing right around, we were trying to figure it out yesterday, right around 350 deaths an hour. And it's been going on since the 70s, so that's 40 years now. This man has been, his decision has been killing people around the world, has been impoverishing them, has been destroying families, has been causing actually a lot of births to be happening because people assume that they're going to lose at least half of their children to malaria. Watching the children dying in the movie is really sickening. I was not right for a couple of days after the movie. My stomach still has not settled down. It's astounding. It's a small glimpse into the just amazing greed and callousness of people that like to make money. One of the reasons that DDT is still being banned is that the pharmaceutical companies like selling malaria drugs to the people that need them, okay, which they wouldn't have needed them at all if DDT was allowed. We used to have malaria in this country. DDT absolutely, totally eradicated it before they made it. The pesticide companies wanted very, very, very much to sell their pesticides, and DDT was too effective and too cheap, so they were part of the lobby that actually caused DDT to be eliminated. There's a whole Rachel Carson, there's a whole bunch of incredible stuff. The film is 89 minutes long, and it's brilliantly put together. It's privately funded by Dr. Rutledge and his friends. It's well edited, which he did a lot of the editing, or maybe all of it himself, and the score was written by Debbie Gibson. And she's got quite a voice on her, and she's got quite a skill. People flew in from Bulgaria, from England, from different places in the world to be at this Los Angeles premiere on last Friday night. It's on until tomorrow. If you email me at val@wakingupinamerica.com, I'll get you put on the list somehow, so that you can actually attend the screenings, which are at like 4:30 and 10, I think it's 10 o'clock at night. We'll be happy to do what we can. I'm sure we can get you in there. Please do it. It will change your life in on a profound cellular level. You will begin to see it isn't just the horrific things that have affected the United States. The people that are causing major damages in the United States are systematically doing it in the rest of the world. The International Monetary Fund refuses to lend money to countries that do any kind of DDT protection. So poor people have to watch their children die. Frequently people get malaria as many as 3 or 4 times a year if they happen to survive the first one. The children frequently don't. Everybody's impoverished from being sick as a dog all the time. Thank you to the Indians for not buckling under the International Monetary Fund, and shame on you guys, just shame on you. So, any questions or comments from any of the team on my little rant?
That was a good little rant. What else you got? I would like to ask.
How does that affect you personally, CW? How does it affect you personally that a United States head of department has actually caused millions and millions and millions of deaths around the globe? How does that personally affect you?
It reminds me that there's a stronger authority that actually wants to reduce the population, and they found a way to do it.
Yep.
And I am very disturbed that we, as a people, allow this to happen.
I don't even think we knew it.
They snuck this in on us, and this is ludicrous. It needs to change, and like I said before, if you want real change, you know where to go.
Yeah, well, one man's decision, okay? By the way, Dr. Rutledge managed to find the documents from the original hearing, and there's like over 9,000 pages of them.
Right.
The man that made the decision never attended one of the hearings nor read any of the documents.
Imagine
that.
So
you can tell that this guy was paid. Now, if they were paying people back in the 70s to reduce people, you can imagine what's going on. So here's what I have to say to listeners. Just start questioning. Just start questioning. Have you noticed that they're bringing out, with executive orders, there's new sanctions against Iraq? Have you seen the video in which the president of Iraq actually says that 9/11 was an inside deal?
That was Iran.
I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. My blah blah was in the wrong place.
Well, move your blah blah back in the right place.
I'm putting my blah blah black on Iran. Okay.
And so, I've got a different rant I want to get on. If you'd like to,
please go for it.
I want to get on what's going on with gold and silver. We've hit a new high. It's $1,300 for gold. You realize that. But the news that I just found was, I know that overseas they already had vending machines where they were distributing and selling gold, you know, the small portions in 1 and 5 and, you know, small coin types. They're bringing it to the U.S. now.
What?
Out to finally open it up to the U.S. It's supposed to start, this just came out on the 27th, so I mean, this is brand new news. They're going to put the first kiosks to sell gold and silver, or at least gold. It doesn't say silver, but it says gold. The vending machines will go into, by the end of this year, into Vegas and Florida.
Get out! I love it.
And they have 35 machines planned to come in. So that's really great, because our country has been so behind on getting people, the people, to know that you're not supposed to sell all your gold away to these companies that are buying it up. They're buying it because gold and silver are critical paths to our future. We need to get more gold and silver out to the people and get out of the declining valued Federal Reserve notes, get it into gold and silver, the precious metals. So this is really great news. They're going to sell, it says, with debit cards, you can buy 1, 5, and 10 gram and 1 ounce bars of gold and silver. They're going to sell... It says also selling cougarans and Australian kangaroos. I haven't seen that one yet.
What is an Australian kangaroo?
I think that's just another form of a coin.
Just the image on the coin.
Yeah,
I've seen a little animal with a pocket.
Those gold coins they're selling, and they're putting them in cute little boxes and stuff. So it says here right now, with $1,300 an ounce, a 1 gram bar is going to cost about $46. So that's a great way to start getting this stuff, but we really need to start having people pay more attention to get their finances set up in such a way that they're in appreciating assets, not depreciating assets.
Perfect.
Yeah. I went and looked at the national debt clock again, just to, as a reminder. A year ago, are you ready for this? It was at $11.6 trillion in August of 2009. And this year, right now, it's at 13 point almost 5. It's 1.8 trillion more in just a year.
Hey,
we are seeing the debt increasing so dramatically. I mean, they just kept printing and printing. And obviously, what Ken said earlier, the Federal Reserve, I mean, it just, they can't keep going that way. We've got to get back to our real treasury. The country has so much more it can do for itself. And it let the others take control, and it's time for us, the people, and the government of the people to take control again. So having the fact that we're going to all have the opportunity to start buying gold and silver in kiosks again, I mean, like the rest of the world is already doing, I think that's just a great move, finally going to happen.
All right.
Hey, Val, can I throw...
Please, Ken.
Okay. I want to... both add to what Debbie said and also correct one thing. There's an illusion that people have, and we always have to remember we have been systematically brainwashed over many generations over the last 100 years to operate within and believe certain things that are fundamentally not true. First of all, you use the phrase, this is not to, you know, negate you, Debbie. I just want to clarify something, but you use the phrase, an appreciating asset. That's only a relative relationship to a diminishing value in something that has no real value, but is just accepted because of the brainwashing and the training. So if gold goes up to 1,300, 1,500, 2,000 an ounce, it's still an ounce of gold, okay? And it's not a matter of if it appreciates. It's a matter that the Federal Reserve note is complete, you know, deflating. It's losing any real value because there's nothing stable underneath that. So the key thing is that when we return into operating with specie coin as substance, as a medium of exchange, all those things that we've been trained to believe are real in economics, such as inflation and so forth, will begin to diminish because we need to be using gold and silver as a medium of exchange. So when people buy silver coins, start using them. You know, if you go to somebody and you get a massage or a healing session or something, give them a couple of silver coins as payment. Start moving it into circulation. And the thing that is going to start happening, and we can't talk about details, but at a very near point in the future, the Republic will become strong enough to start bringing through back to constitutional specie coin money that we can use as a medium of exchange. So that's very important. And one other thing I want to say, my little rant, not really a rant, but just to
okay,
grab that
1 minute
ball.
Rant.
Okay, grab that ball back from Kelby. I said I wanted him to update. So the National Congress was seated last week. Here's the thing. The focus has been shifted down to the local level. We are building population. Very soon now, people are going to go out there and start educating and helping people sign a few very basic documents that are declarations of who they are as sovereigns on the land in the Republic. And by doing that, we're building a juror body, which is the basis of law. And we are bringing ourselves back into law. So what you all think is law is nothing but corporate bylaws, codes, and statutes that you believe operate on you, and they don't. So we are going back to lawful self-governance, and gold and silver as a basis of specie coin, portable alloydium, which is the law of the land, will be instituted, and we'll begin to use that.
Excellent. Kelby, any closing words for you?
Yeah, thank you for, again, having me on the show. Ken, you are the most eloquent speaker and explainer of events, and I just want to thank you for getting that out there as far as people's concerns as to whether it's actually going to happen. I'm literally getting emails midday Wednesday that people are upset that something hasn't taken place, and I'm like, that's a good thing. That is a good thing, guys.
Yeah.
So thank you for eloquently putting that out there.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Debbie, any closing comments?
I just want to encourage everyone to take a look at the republicofTheUnitedStates.org. Time to get involved.
Oh, that's totally good. CW, closing comments.
I'd just like to mention real quick, the House and Senate has approved 12 distinct bills that fund the federal government. And they got to do this by September 30th. If they don't get this done, the president will sign off, then that area of government, that area of federal government must close. I'd also like to say thank you, LALifestyle.com, SirJasonWinters.com, EMSGlobal1.com, and thank you, team.
Hey, you don't get to go yet. I want us to give another emergency kit to Stephen Donald Ringchop, okay? He wants an emergency kit for his family. And so Dale Norman and Stephen Ringchop, you got it. Far as I'm concerned, because I have the discretionary factor of being able to send out a second kit, okay? Also, recently I saw Wag the Dog, which is a 1999 movie that was put on by Robert De Niro and has Dustin Hoffman in it. I recommend that you see this movie. Pretty much what's going on in the UN, the United States walked out of the UN when the president of Iran said what he said about the United States. I also am happy to send you a copy of that video. If you watch the movie Wag the Dog, you will see how our government deflects what's going on by creating some other little emergency someplace else. And Wag the Dog will explain to you why all of a sudden there's all these sanctions against the leaders of Iran. All of this smoke and mirrors, and it's not just happening. It just happens to be Iran this week. So check out Wag the Dog. And Andy's been a busy little guy. Let's see, what did he say now? He wants to know who is the fellow that's talking about gold. That was Ken Cousins, who talks about a lot of cool stuff. Andy also wants to let you know. He's just started a blog, and the truth of the matter is I haven't checked it out, but I'm going to give it to him anyway because he's been such a good listener. It's Andy, FLORIDA, at WordPress.com. Check it out and let us know how Andy's blog is going. Thank you very much for listening to Waking Up in America. A lot of hot stuff is happening, and it wasn't just the temperature here in California. This program has actually been brought to you by the Golden Hearts Foundation in association with Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam. We thank our team members today, Ken Cousins, Kelby Smith, CW, Val Kirkgaard, Debbie Ringchop, and we thank Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam for having made this program possible. We thank EMS Global One. We thank, EMSGO Global One. We thank LA Lifestyle and Sir Jason Winter's Tea. You guys rock. And we thank Bent Migan and our theme music for Almost Ordinary People. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, Sidious Altius Fortius. That's swifter, higher, stronger. We can do it, you guys. It's happening right now. The things that you've been waiting for are happening right now as we speak. And we'll bring you the latest and the greatest every week. That's our promise. And keep your ears open for the Republic Cafe.
This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.